You're listening to Superpowers of the Soul on the Superpower Up Podcast, the show that elevates superpowers to the divine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jennifer Zio, superpower expert and founder of Soul Language. And this is Superpowers of the Soul. And I'm with Deborah Rebel. Rebel. Do I have that right?
Rebel, yes.
Which is always my biggest fear, everyone, just so you know, pronouncing someone's name wrong, so I'm consciously transparent. And what we're talking about today, which I'm really excited about, is what does it mean to have a spiritual heart? So welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. It's my joy to be here with you, Jennifer. And I love that you mispronounced my name because we're already in the soul language.
I love it.
We are divinely downloading that new energy and new words come in. And I like rebel, rebel.
I'm all about, renegades and rebels. So you're right in a good community. So, you know, we talk a lot about superpowers on this program, and my first question is, what do you consider the superpower of your soul? And I want to ask this in two ways, because when I ask this question, usually people talk about the superpower of their soul for other people.
Right.
Which kind of annoys me, because, we're so master of service, we're so into giving, and we forget so often to receive. So I'm going to split this question in two parts. What do you consider the superpower of your soul for yourself, and what do you consider the superpower of your soul for others?
Well, that's interesting that you said that, because my first inclination, my first experience was to share my superpowers of the soul with others. And so I'm going to put that second. But my divine download for me, my personal superpower, is my ability to intuit from my own experience through my heart and communicate. Communication, whether it's through writing or speaking or my own presence in my practice or when I'm doing an interview, I believe is my soul power. And it's that ability that I have to open up my heart center, tap into that divine source, and truly listen to the whispers of my soul and express that into my human experience.
Beautiful. And I think when we do that, what we're really doing is putting ourselves in the consciousness of love for ourselves. And we're opening up our receiving so we can just not only receive guidance, but we can receive all of the goodness of the universe. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Because that we all have that ability to open our hearts and to receive that divine guidance. Every single human being on this planet. It's just how receptive and how open we are to receiving. And so that's why it's so important that this giving and receiving of energy, this, I like to see a figure eight of energy that comes in and out of us, that we really honor that and open to that energy. That's how we tap into the soul, as far as I'm concerned.
Beautiful. And so what do you consider your superpower of your soul for others?
Well, I get to be that beautiful reflection to show others the truth of who they are, to really allow their authentic self, which comes from our soul blueprint, to lead, to trust the wisdom of their hearts. And again, the wisdom of their hearts comes from their soul. And then to shine that light into the world, to be that beacon for others.
Beautiful.
That's been my authentic path since I started on this journey in my mid-20s, on my own personal journey of healing and tapping into that essence.
Love it. So what do you consider then your sacred purpose? And when I mean sacred purpose, I mean what you are profoundly here to experience and then offer that experience to others.
My sacred purpose, I have felt, and it's changed over time, it's evolved. And I think that's important, that our purpose, for me, there's not just one like soul, S-O-L-E purpose. There's a soul, S-O-U-L. And that encompasses multiple purposes that come together to really guide our soul's path. And these different purposes come together with, I would say, more of a true sacred purpose. And for me, that would be to, through my own experience of trauma and setbacks and impoverished childhood, for all these experiences that I've gone through that have made me stronger in my life and more clear about who I am outside of that, that I can share that with others and say, no matter what has happened in your life, I can guide you to really tap into your soul's journey and to make that your primary purpose in your own life. So it's really taking the experiences that I've had, which many people would say, wow, what a journey, but to use them to transcend, to use them for my evolution and for the evolution of others.
Beautiful. Yeah, I also believe that that sacred mission, that sacred purpose, I think it deepens over time. I think the understanding of it becomes more expanded and we evolve with it. And I think we hear different levels of that sacred purpose depending on where our consciousness is. So I love what you're saying. My last question before the break is, what is a common theme that your soul has shared with you?
My common theme, and I think this came through really clearly a couple years ago when I wrote my book, Being Love, because that came out of what I would consider nowhere, but that is the space of the soul. So it did come from a whisper of soul and a download that I had to write about love and self-love being the foundation for all love, universal love, love of a partner, love of friendship, everything. And that came from a place that I had a deep healing along in my life to do, which was my own lovelessness. And so the theme that seems to permeate everything in my work has been about that love, self-love, that deep soul love of really channeling that love into our human experience through our soul's path. And so I feel like that continues to be a strong theme in my own life and in the work that I do.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone, you stay put. We will be back after this short break, and we're talking with Deborah about what does it mean to have a spiritual heart. But Deborah, before we break, how do people get back in touch with you? How do they get more of your goodness?
Well, I have a website, drdeborahriebel.com. And on that website, I have podcasts myself and blogs and articles. I am also an expert columnist for Aspire magazine, so you'll see my articles every issue. And I have 3 books out that are, my latest one is Soul-Hearted Living, and you can get that one or Being Love on Amazon.com.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone, stay tuned.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
Well, everyone, welcome back. This is Jennifer Uziel, and this is Superpowers of the Soul. And I'm talking with Deborah Riebel today about what does it mean to have a spiritual heart? So the first question, of course, is obvious, is what do we mean by spiritual heart?
Well, I love your word spiritual heart, because I use the word soul heart, and soul hearted is like the key to my whole essence and what I'm all about. And that word came into my conscious awareness, back in 2009, when I first wrote the book Soul Hearted Partnership. And I was writing on a piece of paper, I was doodling, wholehearted. And then all of a sudden, this word came in, soul-hearted. I'm like, I've never heard of that before. And when I get a word like that, and it's not something that is in the language, I know that it's coming directly from my divine download of soul. And for me, a spiritual heart, a soul heart, is it's a throughway. it's a way to tap into the essence of who we are, to our soul's path or our soul's blueprint, whatever you want to call it. It's a way that we access that beautiful spiritual information that guides our life. And yeah. So opening the heart by tapping into it and listening to the whispers of the heart instead of our head or the ego, that's what I would consider a spiritual heart.
Yeah. In sign language, we consciously connect to our soul to kind of create that conscious connection so we can hear that soul's guidance.
And, absolutely.
Right. And of course, we want to do that. So in my verbiage, you know, we increase our, you know, bliss and the power of our soul by utilizing it versus being in suffering. What do you consider one of the kind of quote benefits of being connected to this spiritual heart, to this soulful heart?
One of the biggest benefits I feel, besides health, well-being, happiness, joy, and all the rest, is trust. By being connected to our spiritual heart, we open up that space, that sacred space where we connect to the divine. And that is the energy of trust. Some might call it faith, but it's the ability to overcome fear, to transcend fear and lean into that space of trust. And when we do that, we consciously then create from our true soul intentions.
Yeah.
Out into the universe, what is our potential? What do we truly want? Not from our head, but what comes in divinely, and that's divinely sourced. And for me, being able to trust is my number one principle that I live by in practice.
Beautiful. And I want to be very clear with the listening audience here, because I think, you know, there's this misconception that when people open themselves to trust and to faith, then everything goes as planned and, you know, they get exactly what they want, how they want. And I hear so many times from clients, excuse me, that, well, I was trusting and I was in faith and it, you know, it all went to crap. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not what really trust is. You know, it's that being in the ultimate possibility. It's being, knowing that you're whole and complete no matter what happens. And from there, there's more of expansion and more of a knowing, and you can tap into the ultimate possibility. So I really want everyone to be clear, because I think that tends to be a downfall about trust. Wouldn't you feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely, Jennifer. It's trusting that the universe has got our back and our heart, that what we may get what we want or what we need for our soul's evolution. And our soul's evolution, that force is greater than any intention that we have maybe from our head, which is to maybe we want a certain thing in our life or a certain relationship. Our soul knows when we're connected to that divine source better of what we need. That's leaning in. That's the letting go of the outcome and releasing any need to control. And so that's ultimate trust. That is what I call absolute trust. And that's not always easy, because we think we know what we want and what's best for us. And I'm telling you, we let go into that space of the soul. The divine has what we need more than we realize. So we don't work on, the universe doesn't work on a wish list necessarily.
I think that once you kind of have that moment where you can reflect back, you will be able to kind of click in and see all the patterns of where, you know, that trust did work out for you and how, again, what your head wanted or thought was correct in kind of the long run in the big picture wasn't really in your, excuse me, in your greatest interest, but something was bigger, really much bigger planned for you. So my last question before my final question is, you know, how do people step into this soulful spiritual heart? How do they open themselves up? What is a daily practice that they can start doing so they can be more conscious of that spiritual soulful heart?
Well, Jennifer, one of the practices I use myself every day, and I teach my clients, you know, either in whether I'm in a group or an individual setting, is heart-centered attention. In order to tap into that space, we have of the heart center of the spiritual heart, soul heart, whatever you want to call it, we have to put our attention there, our awareness there. And where our awareness goes, energy flows. And so we have to, first of all, give ourselves that wonderful solitude and quiet stillness. And what I like to do is just close my eyes and imagine a pearl of white light in the center of my chest, in the center of my heart. And then I try to focus. I need a visual. I'm a visual person. And a lot of my clients need to have something to direct their attention to. So the physical, I put my hand on my chest. I visualize that pearl of white light. And then I drop down into that heart space with my energy. And then I see that beautiful ball of white light expanding in the center of my chest and moving out and filling the entire chest cavity and my entire being, and then out into the room. And then I listen. I ask myself maybe a question: what am I grateful for today? Or what do I need to pay attention to? So a lot of times I guide the energy just by asking questions. Instead, because sometimes we have a hard time just sitting there listening. We have all these other thoughts that go through and the chatter of our monkey mind. So sometimes by asking a question, even if it's just, what do I need to, you know, feel today? What do I need to pay attention to, can help guide that.
Beautiful. So before I ask the last question, just remind people how they can reach out and learn more about you.
Well, again, you can reach out to me through my website, and there's also a contact link there too. And it's DeborahReble.com, and that's spelled R-E-B-L-E, last name. And again, there were many resources on my site. And also, I also have a program on anxiety as well, Anxiety RX, Balm for the Soul, because in really dealing with anxiety, we have to tap into the power of our heart, just like we're talking about.
Beautiful. So my last question is if you were a magnet on whatever you call your higher powers refrigerator, what would it say?
It would say, that's a good question, Jen.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, to condense it into one phrase. It would say, open your heart, trust.
Beautiful. Oh, there's more, go for it.
And let your heart lead the way. Let your soul lead the way.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and for bringing your soul and your heart to the game. I really appreciate it. And everyone, if you liked what you heard, you can connect with me and all the other experts in the Superpower Net at superpowerexperts.com/the net. Thanks again. And don't forget to find and be your connection. Bye for now.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.